Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this great nation got involved in its first foreign war. Because you can't really call the Revolutionary War a foreign war, even though the troops were from Britain. We were part of Britain. The states of the that became the states of the United States were part of the British Empire. And fighting far away from home and on foreign soil. No, not the Revolutionary War, the Tripolitan Pirates. They were pirates in Africa. Okay, that was North Africa. And this now is Eastern and Southern Africa. But coming up... we have to get to the bottom of this story where our government is saying that Somali pirates are likely behind the attempted tanker seizure near Yemen. The Pentagon has said that the attempted hijacking was likely the work of Somali pirates rather than Houthi fighters. The Houthi fighters are affiliated with Iran. They are financed by Iran and very close to the Iranian Shiite axis. A U.S. Navy warship has captured armed men who seized, and what they call it is an Israeli-linked tanker, but the link with Israel is not particularly strong. The tanker was seized off the coast of Yemen on Sunday, U.S. defense officials say. The assailants attempted to escape on a boat, but were chased by the U.S. warship. U.S. Central Command reported the two missiles were then fired toward the warship from rebel Houthi-controlled territory in the country. The Houthis have promised to target Israel over its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. They don't have enough trouble in Yemen that they want to get involved in this. The Israeli link to the tanker is that the tanker is part of a syndicate of ships or a group of ships where the leading investor is an Israeli guy. But in terms of this being a Israeli government tanker of any kind, or no. There will probably be more about this, but the Houthi rebels who... And by the way, the fact that they are so involved, there are a lot of people, and I will say, including my brother, who believe that when things calm down in Gaza, when the war is won, and the war can't go on forever because Israel having called up more than 300,000 reservists, that can't go on forever. That's a tremendous disruption to family life, to the way people live their lives, to the national economy, to everything. But in any event, once this war is over and won, then the idea that the peace negotiations between Israel and Saudi Arabia that people were very excited about, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, has mentioned it several times. And does that follow on one of the best things about the Trump administration? It does. The Trump administration deserves a great deal of credit for being part of architects of the Abraham Accords. And when something is agreed to at the end of this war, it probably, if that agreement is possible and takes place. It will involve the Abraham Accords countries, like the United Arab Emirates, and will probably advance the cause of actually making a definitive peace treaty of some kind with Saudi Arabia. And no one is saying that Israel won't need to make some concessions to make that happen, but they are not concessions that will be impossible if and when Hamas is removed from its control of Gaza. Meanwhile, the tally of attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria, and yes, we have troops, not tens of thousands, but thousands in Iraq and Syria combined, the tally of attacks has risen to 73. That's since October 17th. The last attacks occurred on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And what's been very fortunate is there have been no serious casualties for these American troops. If there are, the potential for using those two aircraft carrier battle groups that are in the Persian Gulf now or near the Persian Gulf is very real and very dangerous. There is more on the question of a ceasefire and how much longer the ceasefire that was just extended for two more days, getting 20 more hostages out. Eugene Daniels was on MSNBC. He's from Politico. And what he was talking about was why this ceasefire that has just been extended is not what he considers a real ceasefire. This is clip 8.
In Gaza, because we, as we know, it's essentially hell for them at this point. And so the administration is going to continue to push these hostages, the families of these hostages, and also these hostages themselves, right? We are going to start hearing their stories, maybe possibly even from them, but definitely from their family members about what they've been put through. And those are the kind of things that diplomats and presidents like to use when having conversations with leaders to figure out how they can extend these pauses. I will say it doesn't look like a ceasefire, a real ceasefire where it's, you know, where everyone's done fighting is on the table. Benjamin Netanyahu seems not interested in that at all.
No, he's not done fighting because the IDF has not yet achieved the announced goal of the war, which is to reduce the military capability of Hamas from ever again repeating some of the monstrous crimes of October 7th. And yes, that is an important goal. And in fact, President Biden himself called for part of that goal, at least to make sure that Hamas no longer controls any part of Gaza. We'll hear what the president had to say about that. There's also a letter, and it's in the form of a full-page advertisement, which I found profoundly moving. There's a picture of the letter of a fallen hero, a major in the Israel Defense Forces who was murdered by Hamas terrorists in Gaza. And at his burial, his father, who is a distinguished Jewish scholar, it's Rabbi Dr. Yechiel Leiter, he gave a eulogy for his son that is addressed to President Biden. Dear President Biden, so what does he say to the President of the United States? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You're a very, very sharp guy.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You're my favorite.
And on the Michael Medved show, the New York Times has an ad. It's a full-page ad. And it is, the top of the page, it has a picture of a very handsome young man, happens to be the father of five, major in the Israel Defense Forces, who was murdered by Hamas terrorists in Gaza. And his father, who is Dr. Rabbi Yechiel Leiter, had this to say at his son's eulogy when he was buried with full military honors, Dear President Biden, as you and I have two important things in common, I am taking the liberty of speaking to you from Jerusalem. The first commonality, spoke Rabbi Leiter, is that we are both from Scranton, PA. I still have my bank account at the PNC Bank on Joe Biden Boulevard. My mom, may she live and be well, still lives in Scranton, and my maternal grandparents are both buried in Scranton. The second thing we have in common is that as of last Friday, like you, I am a bereaved parent. You lost a son, and I've lost a son. You know, Mr. President, better than most, the pain that I'm feeling now, the harrowing sense of darkness, the stabbing at the heart, the longing to once again hug your boy, to talk to him about life, to advise him on his career. There is much I can tell you about how special he was. His 15 years in special forces of the IDF, medical school, manager of two businesses, educational institutions, and father of six. His last son, born just 3 months ago, will never know his father. But the purpose of this note is not to share my personal grief. I am taking the liberty of speaking to you because our nation is in grief. What I want to say to you about my dear Moshe, who was proud of his parents and his grandparents' American heritage, was that he was fighting your fight, Mr. President. He was fighting our fight. He gave his life so the terrorists would not get through the gates of our democracies, of our Judeo-Christian Western values. He was fighting for human freedom and against all the lies and distortions of the freedom deniers. He was unfortunately a fool who unfortunately fools so many Americans with their double talk. He was fighting against Hamas, ISIS. There are rumors that you are putting pressure on Israel, Mr. President, to hold off, to cease the offensive. If those rumors are true, I hope they are not. But if they are true, Mr. President, I respectfully ask of you, here on my son's grave, to cease and desist. Stand back, Mr. President. Don't pressure us. Let us do what we know how to do, indeed, what we must do to defeat evil. This is a war of virtue against depravity, of truth against lies, of civility against murderous terrorism. Take it from one plain-speaking Scrantonian to another. We're going to win this one, with you or without you. We're going to win it hands down, because we are a people of survival, and this battle is one of survival. Never have the people of Israel been so united. This is our job. It is what the Jewish people are here in this world to do, to help to fix it. Sometimes fixing the world means using strength and military power. My Moshe died for a cause, the cause of our age. Please stand with us, Mr. President. Perhaps just as we read in the biblical book of Esther, it is the whole reason you are the leader of the free world at this particular time. Your long and illustrious career of leadership was in preparation for this very moment. Those who stand with us will be blessed. Those who do not stand with us will fall. Stand with Moshe, who loved America and even trained with your Delta Force during his Army service. Stand with my son, who loved his people, his homeland, and who gave his life in the name of civility, justice, and morality. Signed, respectfully yours, Dr. Yechiel M. Leiter, Israel. And the ad was placed by the World Values Network, which is run by Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. The idea that that President Biden is hearing this message. Here's a President Biden before he left Nantucket, Massachusetts. He was spending Thanksgiving not far from where the first Thanksgiving occurred in Plymouth. Here's Biden in Nantucket, clip 11.
Since my trip to Israel last month, I've been focused on accelerating the delivery of humanitarian assistance to Gaza in coordination with the United Nations and the Red Cross. I just spoke with my special envoy for the Middle East Humanitarian Issues, David Satterfield, for an update, and I've asked him to monitor our progress hour by hour and keep me personally informed. From the beginning, we put in place mechanisms to prevent Hamas from diverting these supplies, and we're continuing that effort to make sure aid gets to the people who need it. More than 200 trucks arrived at the crossing point in Egypt into Gaza today. These trucks carry food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas. The fuel will be used not only to power the trucks delivering this life-saving supplies, but for desalinization, for water wells, for hospitals, and for bakeries. And hundreds more trucks are getting in position as well, ready to enter Gaza over the coming days to support the innocent Palestinians who are suffering greatly because of this war that Hamas has unleashed. Hamas doesn't give a damn about them.
And which is obviously the case, because Hamas is dedicated to continuing its efforts at the eradication of, the extirpation of, the total destruction of the state of Israel or any other form of Jewish state anywhere. What does President Biden see as the ultimate goal of the fighting, which he has largely and clearly supported? We will get to that on the Medved Show. We'll also get to a voice on the extreme left, huge admirer of Fidel Castro, who now believes that Trump may be right about the election having been stolen. Who would take that kind of position? And what is it that is exposing 60 million children to deadly disease unnecessarily? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time. I appreciate your pursuit of truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting extension. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of the temporary truce with Israel. None of them were American. U.S. military officials reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen on Sunday. The incident occurred as the Mason responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden, whose crew reported being under attack by an unknown entity. Authentic has been selected as Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2023. The online dictionary noted a significant rise in searches for the word throughout the year. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a new poll that shows a stunning result. It shows a record high for Americans. A record high of what? Of gun ownership. This is pretty amazing. They actually did the poll from NBC News, and it's part of an NBC News national poll where they asked American voters, not American residents, but American voters. Now, I do think that when you talk about voters, there are people who are more aware of the world around them. I mean, I know there may be some people listening to us out now who never vote because you're cynical about it. But for people who are engaged with the ongoing stories that we talk about from around the world or here locally, the idea that more than half of American voters, 52%, say that they live in a household with a gun, that's say they either they themselves own a gun or someone else living in, at home with them owns a gun. That is the highest share of voters who say that they or someone in their household owns a gun in the history of the NBC News poll on a question going all the way back to the last century. That would be 1999. In 2019, 46% of Americans said that they or someone in their household owned a gun. That's gone up from, it was in February of 2013, it was 42%. It's now gone up all the way to 52%. A majority of homes are armed in the United States. In the last 10 years, we've grown 10 points in gun ownership. That's a very stunning number, said Micah Roberts of Public Opinion Strategies, a Republican polling firm that conducted the poll with members of the Democratic polling firm Hart Research. By and large, things don't change that dramatically that quickly when it comes to something as fundamental as whether you own a gun or not, Roberts added. Gun ownership does fall along partisan lines, as it has for years, the poll finds. And now for those of you who are advanced political science students, what do you think it means, partisan lines? Which party do you think is more likely to own a gun? What do you think? You want to take a wild guess? This month, 66% of Republican voters surveyed said that they or someone in their household owns a gun, while just 41% of Democrats say the same. While voters tend to own guns at higher, white voters tend to own guns at higher rates than black or Latino voters, but gun ownership rates among black voters have jumped in recent years. They haven't just jumped, they've jumped and soared. In August of 2019, 53% of white voters said that they or someone in their household owned a gun, and 24% of black voters said the same. In other words, white voters were twice as likely to have guns as black voters. This month, 56% of white voters report that they or someone in their household owns a gun, and 41% of black voters say the same. That's a 17-point increase among black voters in just 4 years. Now, does all of this involve how people are likely to vote? Of course. In other words, I'm not sure that the gun ownership, that the fact that you're Republican makes you more likely to own a gun. But I'm sure that if you own a gun, you are more likely to be a Republican. They asked people, are you more concerned that the government will not do enough to regulate access to firearms? Or do you believe the government will go too far in restricting gun rights? And what's fascinating about this is Americans are split on this issue. And this contradicts so many of the polls that people on the left bring up all the time about how the majority of people favor so-called common sense gun regulation, including background checks for everybody, including the elimination of legal access to assault weapons, that kind of thing. There are all these polls like, people want those regulations. But here they're saying 48% say they're more concerned that the government will not do enough to regulate access to firearms. 47% believe the government will go too far in restricting gun rights. That 1-point difference is consistent with past results on the question over the past decade. Again, from the new NBC News poll. Meanwhile, Oliver Stone, maker of Platoon, I guess one of the reasons he was on was because we just had the anniversary, 60th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's murder, and he, of course, is the most prominent of all conspiracy theorists regarding the JFK murder. And it turns out that Oliver Stone now signs up for a completely different conspiracy theory. Listen, this is clip 13.
Could there have been shenanigans? Look, there were shenanigans in the Nixon-Kennedy election on the side of the Democrats.
Yeah, always. I mean,
plainly, Joe Kennedy, right, brought that election for his son?
I reserve judgment because there was Chicago. It was the Illinois part more than the West Virginia part. And that was Daley, and he was the boss there. And Daley did his own policing and this. But actually, I think Kennedy won the election.
The one that's the easiest to get on board with, you're like, no, that's I need all the facts on this.
Well, I don't know the facts. And I think I would trust the accountants more than the politicians. And I'd like to know what the accountants say, the guys who know the most about votes, who do the electoral commissions. You know, I can't take Biden's word for it on anything.
It's not his word. It's the electoral commission. It's Trump's own election security guy who said this was the most fair, well-run election that we've had ever.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Well.
Okay, in other words, this is, if you believe in one conspiracy theory, you're likely to believe in them all. And listen to this. More from Oliver Stone.
I got COVID somewhere along the line, and that's, you know, it came...
After you were vaccinated.
Yeah, after.
Me too. Everybody.
It came and went. It wasn't, for me, a big deal.
Right.
But some people it is. And I know some people who really suffered, so it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what the happened. Then I had to get another booster.
Well,
what I'm trying to say is that they never figured it out. They don't know what... It's
right.
Just a, it's a off. And the whole way they dealt with it was...
Yeah.
This massive, this mass sterilization, this mass fear is typical of what I feared the most in this world. Is the world is kind of becoming more and more rigid, like you said.
See,
about,
we agree
about,
on that.
On that, we totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, this mass sterilization was, did I miss something here about the mass sterilization? There's actually another report today, which is an extraordinary report, and it involves some 60 million children around the world who have been harmed. And I'll give you the background on this as soon as we come back. But 60 million children around the world who have been harmed and exposed to very serious disease, including polio and measles, which can be a fatal disease. Why? Because of misinformation and disinformation about vaccines for kids. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you rock.
Michael MedVed.
Well,
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Michael Medved Show, so much to be thankful for in this country. And, yes, having come out of a Thanksgiving weekend, one of the things we can be thankful for is that most children in the United States get basic childhood vaccines, which helps to protect them. And to appreciate how thankful we should be for that, there's a report in the New York Times, and a piece by Stephanie Nolan, and she writes, large outbreaks of diseases that primarily kill children are spreading around the world. A grim legacy of disruptions to health systems during the COVID-19 pandemic that have now left more than 60 million children without a single dose of standard childhood vaccines, which includes against tetanus and diphtheria and polio and measles. By midway through this year, 47 countries were reporting serious measles outbreaks, compared with 16 countries in June of 2020. Nigerians are facing the largest diphtheria outbreak in their history, with more than 17,000 suspected cases and nearly 600 deaths. 12 countries from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe are reporting circulating polio virus, which is something that can be and should be totally eliminated by getting kids vaccinated. Many of the children who missed their shots have now aged out of routine immunization programs. So-called zero-dose children account for nearly half of all childhood deaths from a vaccine-preventable illnesses, according to an organization that helps fund the vaccination in low- and middle-income countries. An additional 85 million children are under-immunized as a result of the pandemic. That is, they received only part of the standard course of several shots required to be fully protected from a particular disease. The cost of the failure to reach those children is swiftly becoming clear. Deaths from measles rose 43% to 136,200 deaths in 2022, last year, compared with the previous year, according to a new report from the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The figures for 2023 indicate that the total could be twice as high again. The decline in vaccination coverage during the COVID-19 pandemic led us directly to this situation of rising diseases and child deaths. And one of the other aspects of the way that the pandemic impacted that was because it encouraged people's suspicions about vaccinations in general. And all of the anti-vax material didn't just involve vaccinations for COVID-19, but vaccinations for polio and measles, where the vaccinations work. and have saved countless lives. And this goes together with, again, the other conspiracy theory that that Oliver Stone was going along with. If you don't trust the basic structures, the basic institutions of society, then you don't trust them investigating presidential assassinations or trying to protect people from a disease. I mean, really. The ongoing battle for control of the U.S. Senate, there's a piece at AOL.com where they review the five Senate states most likely to flip. And they make the point in this analysis that it is almost a sure thing, and nothing is a sure thing in politics, but this is about as close as it gets, that Republicans are going to take over control of the U.S. Senate. And what does that mean in terms of either a second term for President Trump or a second term for President Biden? Well, okay, they talk about West Virginia. If gambling sites took political bets, they would have taken this race completely off the board. This month, after Joe Manchin announced his retirement from the Senate, the decision by Manchin, who was considered by most, if not all, to be the only Democrat with a prayer to keep this seat blue, virtually guaranteed West Virginia will go red next year and put Republicans one step closer to retaking the majority. The other state that they look at where there is a likely winner is the state of Montana, where they are helped by the fact that they have a strong candidate this time, Tim Sheehy, who is a decorated veteran, someone who's been very successful in business, and he is a likely winner in the primary and in the general election against John Tester. And then you go over to Ohio, which is increasingly Republican. And then people will say, well, wait, what about the election they just had on the initiative one, which had to do with trying to make a guaranteed right in the state constitution, a right to abortion? Well, the Democrats won a big victory in that. The question is, will that carry over? And Ohio, it's Sherrod Brown in a state that President Trump carried by 9 points last time. And then there's Arizona, where it's that three-way race with Kyrsten Sinema and the Carrie Lake, who is running a more moderate campaign with a less extreme position. And then they also say Pennsylvania, where Robert Casey, the senator who at one time had posed as a moderate Democrat, is being challenged by David McCormick. Now, David McCormick, you may remember that Mehmet Oz won the primary by just a whisker over McCormick last time, and then, of course, proceeded to lose to John Fetterman. In this case, the polling shows a very real possibility of a Republican capture in Pennsylvania as well. In terms of capture, there's also a big new movie that opens strongly around the world about capturing and conquering. The name of the film? Napoleon. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the midst of the French Revolution, a young captain with few family connections was often underestimated, but he had grander, greater plans, which are revealed spectacularly in the new movie, Napoleon.
Those in power only see me as a brute, unfit for higher office. But I follow in the footsteps of Alexander the Great,
and Caesar, I am destined for greatness.
That's Joaquin Phoenix in the title role, co-starring with Vanessa Kirby, who plays the Empress Josephine. And the main focus of the movie is on their passionate, tormented, incredibly complex relationship. The great director Ridley Scott has crafted a masterpiece, fascinating for its intimate human drama, moral complexity, spectacular battle scenes, and glorious sets and costumes that take you back to a passionate past from 200 years ago. It's rated R for some graphic sex scenes and lots of violence. 4 stars for the unforgettable and monumental Napoleon. And coming up next time on the Michael Medved Show, there is nothing inherently political about oceans, right? So why is it such a consistent pattern that Democrats tend to live in coastal cities? We'll talk about that next time on the Medved Show. Donations to the Republican National Committee have hit an 8-year low, and they now have at the RNC half the cash on hand that the DNC has. Why is that? What does it show? And a Trump supporter says he would need to see video of President Trump punting a baby to abandon him, according to a report. And then the Washington Post is editorializing that schools should ban altogether smartphones. Boy, that would be popular. Probably not so much among the students at school. Parents should help. Phones are still in hand between classes, at lunch and recess, and often during instructional time, despite putative bans. 97% of teens report using their phones during the school day. And we'll be talking to Pete Wehner about what he perceives, a former aide to President Reagan, former speechwriter for President Bush. Pete Wehner is concerned about what is happening to the evangelical Christian movement in this country regarding this upcoming election. It's coming, like it or not, to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.